Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. In today's episode, we'll share a quick Cedar Crest Village overlay update, remind our listeners about the current Kimball Junction EIS public comment period, talk about the restaurant tax grant deadline, and finally, we'll announce some exciting news from our County Lands Department. All right, Isaac, let's get into the news.
First up, we have a quick update related to the Cedar Crest Village overlay. The public meeting originally scheduled for next Thursday, March 21st, has been canceled. The next tentatively scheduled meeting is set for April 18th, 2024, and that's going to be at 6 p.m. at the Legis Center. You can find more information about the overlay at summitcounty.info/cedarcrest or at cedarcresthoytsville.com.
Up next, we have another reminder about the public comment period that is open now through March 27th related to the Kimball Junction Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS. For some context, the Kimball Junction EIS is all about building a gateway corridor into the Park City and Snyderville Basin area that is safe, efficient, and comfortable for all users, whether that be in a car, bus, bicycle, or on foot.
We are working towards a solution that would accomplish the following. We want to find less vehicle queuing on I-80, meaning fewer crashes and saved lives, a more comfortable pedestrian connection to neighborhoods on both sides of SR-224, which would create a more livable community, faster access to resorts and other destinations in the Wasatch Back, which would mean more economic development and tourism. And this would result in a successful 2034 Olympics.
The study began in 2020, and as of this March 2024, UDOT has published the Alternatives Development and Screening Report online and is asking for public input on each of the alternatives they've proposed. So this means they're looking for guidance on what options move forward, are eliminated, or are revised to best serve our community. UDOT is planning to wrap up the study at the end of this year, and the detailed evaluation is included in the draft EIS. All of this is available online at kimballjunctioneis.udot.utah.gov, and that link will be linked in our show notes.
Keep in mind that Alternative B, the grade-separated intersections with frontage roads, did not continue into this next phase of planning. However, we still want to know if there are aspects from this proposed plans that you liked. For example, the grade-separated fly-under, the public area connecting the neighborhood, or anything else that just stuck out to you. This is your time to share your thoughts.
A quick note about the public comments. We hope everyone takes the time to weigh in. You can submit your feedback online about different aspects of each design alternative, again, at kimballjunctioneis.udot.utah.gov, linked in our show notes. Making comments to the county or anywhere else, like on social media, will not be included in the official UDOT record. We also want to be clear, this comment opportunity is not a vote. We won't be tallying the number of times a person likes an alternative. UDOT is really looking for the public to identify characteristics of an alternative that they'd like to see for the final design and evaluation.
Before we close out on this topic, it's important to note that Summit County is requesting UDOT add the Kimball Junction interchange to the Statewide Transportation Improvement Plan, otherwise known as STIP. This means that this project gets funding with plenty of time for design and construction prior to the 2034 Olympic Games. Your comments are really important and have an impact on whether or not this project gets added to the Transportation Improvement Program. Once again, you can visit kimballjunctioneis.udot.utah.gov to read more about the project and submit comments. Find the links in the show notes.
The Summit County Restaurant Tax Grant application is open now through Friday, March 29th at 5 p.m. The application can be found at summitcounty.info/restaurant and must be submitted online. Some requirements to be aware of before you start applying. Restaurant tax grant applicants must be a governmental entity, governmental subdivision, or nonprofit, and use the grant funds for the primary purpose of bringing new tourism from outside Summit County, preferably overnight visitors. The exact criteria for funding are outlined on the county website, again, that's summitcounty.info/restaurant, and are attached to the applications.
Once applications close, the grant committee will review applications and make recommendations to the county council in May. If you have any questions, please contact Amy Jones at 435-336-3042.
And last but certainly not least, County Lands and Natural Resources Director Jess Kirby attended the Utah Trout Unlimited State Council Annual Banquet on March 14th, where she accepted two awards that recognize Summit County for efforts in conservation and restoration of Utah's watersheds.
Summit County is the first ever recipient of the Community Action Towards Conservation Habitat. This award spotlights the county's continual effort to improve the overall health of the Weber River watershed, years of collaboration on state World Resource Institute grants, and most recently efforts associated with the 910 Ranch and East Canyon Creek that runs through it.
The Community Conservation Partner Award was created by Trout Unlimited staff to honor the communities that are going above and beyond in local conservation and embodying the mission of their organization to bring together diverse interests to care for and recover rivers and streams for future generations.
In his written remarks, Trout Unlimited Director Scott Catton mentioned that this award specifically honors Jess Kirby, the director of Summit County's County Lands and Natural Resources Department, for her work as a leading partner in conservation. He went into detail about how she has teamed up with Trout Unlimited for many years to secure funding for projects that range from improving fish passage infrastructure on the Weber River to building beaver dam analogs on small tributaries to improve water quality. Reflecting upon her recent leadership in the acquisition of the almost 9,000-acre 910 ranch near Jeremy Ranch, Catton said Kirby has wasted no time in initiating habitat restoration projects on the ranch throughout the forest area and along the 4 miles of East Canyon Creek that flows through the property.
A huge congratulations are in order both for Jess and our County Lands and Natural Resources Department. You can visit summitcounty.org/countylands to follow along with the latest efforts of our Lands and Natural Resources Department.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.